You're listening to Phoenix FM with me, Nikki Mills, presenting Eat My Brunch for Michelle Ward. But I am now joined in the studio by James CC. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you for coming into Phoenix.
No worries. My pleasure for being here.
I do believe this is your first ever radio interview.
It is, yes. So sorry if I say something wrong.
Nothing you say, but just don't swear.
Okay.
And we'll be fine.
That's actually, yeah, good tip.
Thank you for coming to Phoenix for your first ever radio interview.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So we were just talking before we went on air that I do a monthly web series called Meals Meets, and I always start my Meals Meets with a few would you rather questions, so I thought it'd be fun to do that if you're up for that. So the first one, okay, would you rather be able to talk to animals or read the mind of human beings?
Okay, that's difficult because I already overthink everything anyway when it comes to other humans, so I'm sure reading minds would kind of ease that, but I think let's go with talk with animals.
Talk with animals.
Yeah.
Do a Dr. Dolittle.
Let's go, yeah. I'm just thinking, like, I could just, like, meet some rats and then send them into people's homes who I don't like, see what's going on, have them be my little spies.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Like the Pied Piper.
Yeah. And just, like, slightly less creepy than reading minds.
Yeah, that's very true. You might find out stuff you don't really want to know. Yeah. Okay, next one. Would you rather, for the rest of your life, have to only eat healthy food or only eat unhealthy food?
Healthy food. Yeah, I know that's really lame, but like,
cut out the chocolate, the cake, the sugar.
If the choice was taken away, great. I'll have an amazing body. Yeah, okay, yeah. I feel good all the time. Fine.
Perfect.
Fine.
Yeah. No, I get that. Okay, and last one. Would you rather be forced to dance every time you hear music or sing along with every single song you heard?
I'm pretty sure I already do both of those. I think I'm going to go with dance just because I think I already naturally do sing along to pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And I've already been told that can get annoying. So let's go with dancing. That would be great.
Cool. Well, that's good that you do sing along to everything because you are a singer, of course, yes. And you are here. So how did you get into music?
Wow. Okay. So I've been performing a musical theatre since the age of 5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was always doing after school stuff, and I always begged my parents to put me in dance classes and acting classes, singing classes. And I was always playing piano, doing things like that. And then as I got older, it never wavered. That's always what I wanted to do. I knew from as early as I could remember that singing and performing is exactly what I wanted to do. So as I got to about 14, I found out about the Brit School in Croydon, 13, 14. And I applied to that and I got in and I did musical theatre there for 2 years. And in those 2 years, I realised that actually what I really wanted to be doing was writing my own stuff and performing my own stuff. So I started songwriting, I got my piano skills back up again, and then re-auditioned for the music strand for sixth form. And then managed to get in with that as well, thankfully. Because I didn't have a backup option for sixth form. So I did the sixth form music, and that was amazing. And I met so many really talented musicians and really kind of honed my songwriting. And since leaving, I've just been writing nonstop, working on stuff, chasing different opportunities. And now I'm kind of in a place where I feel very ready and prepared to make music and release it and put it out there and hopefully get some people listening.
Well, you're on radio, so there will be people listening now. It's good. So it's good that you've had that solid like background and you've got that. And the fact that you've, ever since you were little, you've had it in your heart. I mean, that must help when you're songwriting.
Yeah, I think it's really strange because I always thought everyone was like that. I thought everyone knew from like the day they were born what they wanted to do. And as I got older and older, and you know, I'm 22 now, and you know, I've got friends, I've got family that are my age or older, and they still say they don't know what they want to do. And to me, that's so foreign. I don't understand that. I know exactly what I've always wanted to do. But that is a double-edged sword, because when it feels like it's not working out sometimes, it's like your world is crumbling.
Yeah.
And when people say, like, maybe you should think of a plan B, it's a bit like, what is my plan B? This is everything. So it does help me. I think there's a passion and a fire there that I can't really give up, because I don't have something to give up and do instead. But it does kind of raise the stakes a little bit, I think.
At least it gives you a focus, though. If you don't have that plan B, you're like, plan A has to happen, and I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then what would you say, what genre does your music fit into? Where do you place yourself?
Well, I consider myself a pop artist, because I love pop music. I love what it can do for people. I love how big it can be, how it can connect so many people. Even, you know, even, I know pop gets poo-pooed every now and then. But, you know, you look back at, like, Queen and Prince, and that was pop music, and Elvis was pop, and, I mean, even Mozart was pop music, you know what I mean? Like, it's what is kind of the connecting sound between a whole generation of people, and I love that. But I love all sorts of music. I love jazz, I love hip-hop, I love the most bubblegum pop possible, I love rap music. You know, it's... So I take a little bit of influence from everywhere, but then I think the thing that kind of ties it all together, obviously it's my voice in all my songs, but it's I think I write in a way that's, even though the sounds might change and the instrumentation might change and whatever, the songs I write always come from my perspective. Yeah. So that's kind of what unifies all of my music. But yeah, electronic pop, I think that's probably what I would say.
And who do you listen to when you're not creating your own music?
Mariah Carey. Nice. Yeah, I think she's so, so talented, and I know she's got her whole persona and all that kind of thing, but I think she, as a songwriter and a producer, I have such mad respect for her. And for me, her songwriting is above her voice, because just the sheer amount of music she's created, like 14, 15 albums worth, so many hits, so many really well-written lyrics, that it blows my mind. But other than that, I'm who am I listening to a lot at the moment? I'm listening to Banks's new album, like quite a lot, because it's really weird. It's really pop music, but it's creepy, and it sounds like things ripping apart, and she's just put so much auto-tune all over her voice that it almost gets like distracting and horrible, but in a great way.
You still want to listen.
Yeah, it's like,
this hurts my ears, but I can't stop.
Yeah, and then just kind of, you know, the old school influences for me, like Queen, Prince, like Mariah said, Lady Gaga was a huge influence for me when she first came out, especially. Even now, like, I like some of the newer, more underground pop people, like Kim Petras. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's German, but she's super, it's super, 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 super pop. Like, you know what I mean? If you don't like pop, you're not going to like it. But it is edgy at the same time. Yeah. And I quite like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So do you reckon you've got that edginess kind of in your new single that you're here to promote today?
I think Rocket is, I don't think it's out there edgy. I think this one is a bit more of a, to me, I wrote this 2 years ago, actually. Okay. No, 3 years ago, 3 years ago. And I had this song for ages and I thought, I'm going to wait until I can do something really good with this, because I just knew it was like a good song.
Yeah.
And to me, it's kind of a bit funk. It's a bit retro sort of sound to it. So to me, it's not super out there edgy with the production or with the music or anything, but it is kind of got this timeless feel to it to me.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I strive for more than anything when I make new music, when I work with my producer, who's so talented. I'm always kind of thinking, like, you know, I don't want something that could play on the radio tomorrow, sound amazing for a month or two, and then 3 years down the line, it'd be like, oh God, that's so 2019. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I love music that it still sounds fresh even 10 years later, 15 years later. Yeah. And I think that stems from the songwriting more than anything. So yeah, to me, Rocket is kind of my take on that sort of old school funk sound.
I think the fact that you wrote it 3 years ago, which means it was current then, but you've decided to put it out now, that is kind of timeless, isn't it? It means it's fresh, it's still counted then, and it's still relevant now type thing. So I think you clearly have that sound if you're happy to put it out 3 years later.
Yeah, it was sitting in a demo state in a really simple, like no backing vocals, nothing, just some really cool instruments and production. And yeah, it wasn't until this year that I really sat down and like revamped it and worked on it with a couple producers, actually. And I'm just so happy with where it ended up. And yeah, it's just very much how I handle things. Sometimes I sit on a song for 3 years and think, okay, this is the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, I wrote this last week. This is the next one. This is the one.
Yeah.
You know, I just... there's no sort of, well, there is sort of a master plan behind it, but that's for me. Yeah. That's private.
You don't tell anyone about that.
No.
Well, we've been talking about Rocket, and you're going to perform it live for us today, which I'm excited about. So do you want to go over and get yourself set up? So yes, James is going to get himself into position, and I'm excited for this because I've heard the track and I like it. So when James is ready, I'll get the track going. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think
I'm ready. Here we go. This is James. Oh, I turned my microphone off while I was introducing you. This is James CC with Rocket. Mm-hmm.
you on my skin, it's like I'm breathing, and I wanna let you in. But when I touch your skin, you start receding. I could follow you deep within. Ooh. Baby, baby, come on out the door now. Step onto the street like you hit the floor now. I know you can show me what you're working with, yeah. I'll show you where to begin, yeah. Oh, cause it don't really matter what you're feeling, as long as I can make you feel good. And if I'm not the one that makes you feel that, baby, you should find the one that could. Cause I won't be no second place, no, when it comes to you. And if you won't be playing, then I won't be staying. Baby, don't blow it, don't blow it. Baby, don't blow it, don't blow it, no.
Baby, don't blow it, nah, don't blow it.
No.
Baby, don't blow it.
Said, nah, don't blow it.
Baby, don't blow it, nah, don't blow it. No, 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 no. No.
Honey, I'ma show you what I'm working with now. Gonna blow your mind, what's happening, yeah. And everybody's saying that we ain't saying nothing, but I think we're saying something, and I know we got rhythm to go. Oh, cause it don't really matter what you're feeling, nah, as long as I can make you feel good, hey. And if I'm not the one that makes you feel that, then baby, you should find the one that could. Cause I won't be no second place, no, when it comes to you. And if you won't be playing, then I won't be staying. Baby, don't blow it, don't blow it. Baby, don't blow it. Cause it don't really matter. No, it don't really matter when it comes to you. And if you won't be playing, then I won't be staying. Baby, don't blow it, don't blow it. Baby, don't blow it. Ooh. Don't blow it, don't blow it, baby, don't blow it. Boom, rock it.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Coming up to 10 to 12 on this Thursday afternoon, and we have just heard James CC perform Rocket, and it was amazing. I was enjoying that, loving
that
vibe.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And yeah, you're saying you're not feeling very well, but you could not tell, honestly.
Yeah, no, I'm in that state where I woke up this morning and you just feel the cold coming on. Yeah. I can just feel it in my throat. So yeah, I was a bit nervous there. Bit nervous, but yeah, got
there,
through
you
it.
Smash it. It was good.
Thank you.
And you have got a music video for that track, haven't you? How
I
can
do,
people
yeah.
see that if they wanna?
Yeah, oh. So if you, I mean, it's on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you can just very easily search James CC Rocket. It should come up very quickly. But yeah, basically throughout this whole year, this is the third single I've released this year and the third music video.
Nice.
And I make all the music myself. I'm an independent artist and I made all the music videos off my own back and all of that. And they're all connected, so all of the music videos link together.
Okay.
And yeah, it's supposed to not be super obvious, but it does. They do link together, and there is an overarching storyline. And I want to keep going with it if I can. But it turns out making a music video alongside singles is very, very expensive.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm not sure. I hope I can get. I want to release two more songs this year.
Okay, cool.
Two more singles, and I would love to have a music video with each of them as well.
Yep.
And kind of wrap that up in that little five music video arc, but it might not be possible.
Yeah,
you know, it is very expensive.
I like that idea though, like, because most music videos are just individual videos, aren't they, to do the song, but the
yeah.
fact you want to connect them all together, that's nice. That's
thank
cool.
Thank you.
I like
and
that.
Yeah, you can watch them out of order and on their, like, their standalone music videos.
Yeah,
it will,
yeah.
You know, Rocket has got a lot of dancing in it. It's not super story based.
Yeah.
But
I was going to ask you about that, but you kind of already answered.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, like, have you had training in dancing? But obviously, you've said that. It's Brit School and stuff. So.
Oh,
but yeah, no, it looks good.
Yes.
I like it.
I'm the worst interviewee. I'm going to answer questions before you've asked them.
Because I was also going to ask. ask what have you got planned next, but you've just told me you've got two singles.
Yeah, it's no. Fine. So yeah, I do have dance training. I did all sorts of dance growing up. I did like tap and jazz, ballet, all of it. And then as the years went by, and then I just started doing music. I stopped dancing. And then put on a lot of weight because I stopped dancing. And so then, yeah, about a year or two ago, I was like, I need to get back into this. I miss it so much. Mm. And it is, in a weird way, I almost kind of get to express myself more dancing now than I do with singing or songwriting, because the singing, the music is my career. Mm, you know, yeah. I have to think, how is this going to make money? How am I going to make this happen? All this kind of stuff. But with dancing, I can kind of just fling my body around a room. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's a very different form of expression, but I love it. And I work with the coolest choreographer called Kendra. I always get her last name wrong. Horsburgh. It's one of the two. She's from Luxembourg, but she's extremely talented. She's just choreographing a new West End musical, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, called And Juliet. Don't know if you've seen the posters.
I haven't personally, but
you
yeah.
will. I will. They are pushing it. I'm seeing it everywhere. But it's do you know Max Martin, the producer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all of his songs that he's produced okay. over the years. So like Britney to like Ariana, everyone.
Wow.
And they've made a version of Romeo and Juliet without Romeo. I think that's the premise
that
of it.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so she's choreographing that. And I'm very, very lucky that she likes working with me and I love her to bits. So yeah, she's choreographed all three dances in the three music videos this year.
Well, it's looking good. I'm liking your moves.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
No worries. So if people want to keep up to date with your music and your videos and everything, what are your social medias? How can people find you online?
Well, the shameless plug. my handles are the same across everything. It's James CC Music. Just exactly how it sounds. No crazy spellings. Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, James CC Music. You'll be able to find me. And yeah, come follow me. I try and be as entertaining as possible because I know how the struggle. I know the struggle of like trying to support independent artists and your friends who do music and stuff, and they're just dry, and it's just not the personality's not there. You want to support the music, but it's like, come on, make this fun.
Yeah.
For me. So I try and make all the Insta stories at least funny.
Yeah. So if you want to be entertained and listen to James's music, then do check out his socials. Well, we've run out of time, I'm afraid. I could talk to you all day about this.
Yeah,
you're really good at interviews. For your first ever interview, you smashed this. You're so confident. You've answered the questions perfectly. You performed perfectly. Like,
thank you so much.
You should do a lot more of these.
I agree.
That's the plan. Everyone get on to them. So yeah, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you just did mention Ariana Grande, so shall we have one of our tracks?
Go for it.
This is No Tears Left to Cry.